Japan Top 10.
Hello and welcome to Japan Top 10's episode 399. I'm Shauna and I'm here with
Kirby
to bring you the October 2021 countdown. Happy autumn, and it's a new season, so we've got some new music to share with you. Join us as we talk you through this month's Top 10 countdown.
Want to join our team? We currently have an opening for an audio editor and content distributor. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
And thank you to everyone for completing the annual listener survey for 2021. Please check out our website at jtop10.jp for details on the improvements that are soon to come.
At number 10, we have a new song, a re-entry from YOASOBI with Love Letter.
Number 10.
Hajimemashite, daisuki na ongaku e zutto kangaete ta koto douka kiite hoshikutte.
YOASOBI is a Japanese music duo composed of Vocaloid producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Ikura.
Ayase, who is a producer of the group, said he named the band YOASOBI as a wish to take on various playful challenges by comparing the appearance of an individual to the appearance of daytime and the appearance of two people acting as YOASOBI as the appearance of the night.
On August 30, 2020, Tokyo FM's radio show titled Sunday's Post announced the collaboration with YOASOBI Letter Song Project to produce a song from a letter of a listener's thoughts or expectations with the theme, Thank You. The winner was announced on July 25, 2021 to 6th grade student Hatsune's letter entitled Ongakusane.
I think this song was really sweet, especially like the entire concept of it. I really like that it was a song giving back to the fans.
I like the song because basically it's about, for me, it's about the music and your love for music.
Definitely. It has passion to it.
So I think it's like their expression. And as a guy who loves music, I can really relate to this song.
At number 9, we have a new song by Aiko, Atashi Tachi o Wii.
Number 9.
So, 想像つかない自分を恐れ
Aiko is a Japanese singer-songwriter who started her career at the 5th Music Quest Japan Final in 1996.
We can be found on Aiko's 41st maxi single, Tabeta Ai, Atashi Tachi, or Love I Ate, We.
The album consists of Love I Ate, We, the instrumental version of both those songs, as well as a third song, Resha or Train.
I think this song is somewhat like describing maybe a long-distance relationship or something, that the person is communicating with somebody from far away, and I guess she maybe misses that person. I think it's a more of a peaceful and sweet message.
I agree. It was a song about growing up and moving on, even if you aren't together, right? It's about being together without being together.
At number 8, we have Fushigi from Gen Hoshino.
Number 8. Kimi to deatta kono mitsu no naka de te o tsunaita ra hiki o shite ita tada so motta.
Thank you.
Gen Hoshino is a Japanese singer-songwriter, musician, actor, and writer from Saitama, Japan.
Hoshino has released two digital singles, Sozo, which serves as the 35th anniversary for the Super Mario Bros. CM song, and Fushigi, which serves as the theme song for the TBS drama Hikazaru Koi ni wa Ryu ga Ate.
The two singles have been combined into one CD, Fushigi Sozo. This is his first physical single since February 2018's Doraemon.
This song definitely had a more fun vibe to it.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool and jazzy one. And I think it's also a nice romantic song too.
Definitely. There was a sort of acoustic vibe to it in the beginning as well that I really liked.
Yeah.
At number 7, dropping 5 spots, we have Kirari by Fujikaze.
Number 7.
Allegra. 季節の中を二人は一人きり去らり明けゆく夕日の中を今夜も昼下がり去らりどれほど朽ち果てようと最後に笑いたい何のために戦おうとも時は
Kaze's first studio album, Help Ever, Hurt Never, was released on May 20th, 2020. It hit number 2 on the Japan Oricon charts.
Kaze had released previously singles in 2019, including Nan Nan and Moe wa.
Kira Chikari serves as the Honda Vezel CM song. The song was an instant success, hitting number one on the Oricon and Billboard Japan digital song charts. Now, the entire vibe of this song was very uplifting, you know, with him dancing through the city and all of that.
I just like the sound of like club music, where you just dance and enjoy the music.
Definitely. It's one of those songs you get to like just enjoy sort of like all the time, personally. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find all the details at jtop10.jp to find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp. That's H-A-Y-L-E-Y at jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Another new song at number 6, we have Yume Same Sunset by Vicky Blanca.
Number 6.
Sagasanai, kono shunkan wa modosenai. Sukoshi dake koko ni ite, mazari aou ze, suna ni natte, ikikaeri no everyday o, yamete stay this new ride on. Eo, natsu no yume samesu matta sunset. Zenzen kienai rakuyon o, zutto kawaranai jokyou o. しびれ切らさぬように飼いくぐり指に止まれどんな時代も別れは寂しいものだが嫌うより笑い飛ばしたい乾いた声の会話あやふやなままでいたいそうだどっか行こう猫どもに戻ろうなんだか誰そういや子からだなって懲り勘で行こう誰も意味を探さない少しだけここにいて混ざり合おうぜ砂になって生き返りの everyday をやめて stay this new ride on Eo 夏の夢覚めずまた sunset 混み合って小通りに弱なしたげはまだ終わらないし可視化させた二人の関係をリカバリしたいよそうだどっか行こうねえちゃんと話をしよう正直負けそうな時思い浮かんだ超絶ストレート一人よりも二人がいいこの夏から帰れない少しだけここに
めずまた泣けるほど
Vicky Blanca is a Japanese singer-songwriter from Aichi, Japan.
He features a wide-toned voice, and which has been affected by artists including SMAP, a Japanese male idol group, Michael Jackson, Elton John, Billy Joel, and Mika, a Lebanese singer and songwriter.
The music video sets the mood for the song. Taking place on a sunset beach, the song broadly talks about going with the flow of life and enjoying the here and now.
This was another song that had a really nice acoustic vibe to it.
I like the song. It reminds me of having those summer vacations in the beach where we used to, in the good old days.
Definitely, definitely.
Like when you have a campfire with your friends and then talking all night. So it has a nice vibe to it.
It reminded me a lot of all the times I spent with my friends, just going out in general. At number 5, dropping 4 spots, we have Pale Blue by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 5. Zeta! 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 Koi wo shita ita
さよならあなたのことが何よりも大切でした望み通りの終わりじゃなかったあなたはどうですか友達にすら戻れないから私空を見ていました最後暗いまた春めくような綺麗ださよならしましょうそれは水もやらず枯れたエーデルワイスクローズに出す耳飾りこんなつまらない映画などもおしまいなのにエンドロールの途中で「あなたが見据えた未来に私もいたい」「花咲が増えるくらいにあなたを見つめたい」「張り裂けるほどの痛みを叫びたいのに」「私あなたに恋をした」「あなたらと一緒にずっと」していた晴れた日の朝あなたのことがどこまでも大切でした言えないでいたことばかわし合った笑えるくらいをそれはひどく竹の触れた後口中ほつれてゆくボタンの穴こんなちぐはぐな舞台はもう閉めたいなのにエピラークのセリフが言えなくなったねえあなたを見つめてたどれだけ生まれ変わる
私あなたに恋はした。苦しさと一緒にずっとずっとずっと、あなたのねその胸の中、強く引き合う引力でありふれていた
there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kenji Yonezu currently writes and composes all of his music, which has gained him a lot of fame in the Japanese music industry.
Kenji was originally under a Vocaloid Hatsune Miku software, but released his first independent album, Diorama, showing his own voice.
He's worked with the Fortnite Battle Royale, the 2020 Summer Olympics, and many other large organizations.
Kenji has worked on many illustrations as well, illustrating all of Nico Nico Doga's early videos. He is truly a cross-medium artist.
I mean, I said it before, I'll say it again. This song definitely...
Yeah.
I really like the music, right? It has like a really nice beat to it.
I like the rock ballad feel of it, especially since it's technically a bit of a sad song, but the pop rock ballad style is really nice. And I like the way he really emphasizes on the love and that was gone or something like that. At number 4, dropping down one spot, it's You by Millennium Parade and Bell.
Number 4.
Since you take it.
This song is the theme for the animated science fantasy Belle, released on July 16th in Japan.
The movie is from the famous director Mamoru Hosoda, best known for the animated films The Girl Who Leaped Through Time and The Boy and the Beast.
The band itself is made up of different Tokyo producers, songwriters, in a mix of music, art, and film, including King Gnu and Tsuneda Daiki, who presides over the music project.
This song was a lot of fun. Again, big fan of all of Mamoru Hosoda's work, so the fact that the song was for the movie definitely has me a little biased for it.
I like the essence of the song. It's like the person has a strong vibe, and the way she explores the world where she's in. So
it's a perfect backdrop for the setting of the movie.
Yeah, I have yet to see the movie. I hope to see it soon.
At number 3, we have Moe Yo, Ignite, a new song by Fujikaze.
Number 3.
Kaze has been releasing music from his YouTube channel since he was 12 years old and has totaled over 30 million views.
Ignite was released only a few months after his other hit single, Kirari.
Now we see Fujie Kaze appearing on our list again, and both again have really like heavy lyrics, but this song tugs at your heartstrings a little more because of the melody.
Yeah, I think it's more on letting yourself go and free and like dance like nobody's watching. I mean, this song is like another one of those club music songs that Fujie Kaze made, like in Kirari. So it's a more of an uplifting way of saying that you should welcome others to help you with your problems.
Moeyo has a sadder melody to it, which makes it more like you're able to relate it to a sad song a lot more than Kirari.
Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Want to join our team? We've got open positions currently that need to be filled. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out the website at jtop10.jp/join for the details.
At number 2, going up 5 spots, it's from Official Hige Dandism with the song Apoptosis.
Number 2. 時々が来た。もしその時は悲しまないでダーリン、もう朝になるね、やっと少しだけ眠れそうだよ。
Official Hige Dandism is a Japanese pop band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by the current four members of the band.
Apoptosis is the lead track for their new album Editorial, which dropped on August 18.
The video was directed by Takuto Shimpo, who has worked with the band many times prior, and consists of narratives capturing the moments of happiness of three generations depicted through ensemble dramas interlaced with footage of the members performing.
I always love anything by Official Hige Dandism. It always like, it's always a really nice song to like listen to whenever.
Yeah, and this song in particular, we already discussed this before, that letting go and not treating death as something that's really, really horrible if you're leaving this world. So I think it's a nice, comforting song.
At number one, we have Back Number with their new song, Horizon.
Number one.
目に焼き付くこともない今日も雑音と足音の奥で私はここだと叫んでいる。
水平線が光る
Number is a Japanese rock power trio formed in 2004 and signed to an independent record label, Idlesmith Recordings, in 2009.
Their first compilation album, Encore, reached number one on the Billboard Japan Hot Album for two consecutive weeks in 2016. And in 2018, Back Number successfully held a Dome tour titled Stay With You, including a two-night concert in Tokyo Dome. All tickets for 5 concerts are sold out within 2 hours.
This was a really fun rock number. I really liked it.
When I saw the music video on YouTube, luckily there's English captions. So I understood that the song is maybe it's like some kind of a way to help people with depression. I think that it's a more of an uplifting message and to say that, you know, you have friends, you can talk to someone. And
the message was really heartwarming.
Yeah. And now for our indie spotlight, we have from Nathan, Dare ni Iu.
Cool.
Dare Ni Iu is from Nathan's first self-titled album released August 25th.
The band is made up of vocalist and guitarist Akira. On the bass, we have Ono Yuke Yusuke and the drummer Azma Tamao.
The song was also featured on German indie label Get Your Genki's fourth compilation album.
Get ready for our 400th episode. We've got a three-part series celebrating the history of our podcast, including interviews with previous staff members and shout-outs from indie artists. Tassie, Edward, and Lydia are your lead hosts and will guide you through an adventure not to be missed. We'll see you in less than a week from now.
And that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed our top 10 countdown.
This has been Shana with
Kirby.
And we can't wait to see you again on the next Japan Top 10 episode. Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.